And joining us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline is the key member of that offensive line, veteran center Eric Wood. Eric, John Murphy and Donald Jones, thanks very much for joining us. You're probably wrapping things up in Rochester. Looking forward to coming back here and getting this preseason started, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually on my way home right now. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Cruise control, 68 miles an hour, Eric. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that works for me.
Don't go above 74.
74 is the key. Hey, Eric, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it. A couple of weeks into camp now. Tell me what you think your unit, your offensive line, has accomplished through the first 2 weeks of training camp so far.
You know, I think we kind of picked up where we left off in the spring. And, you know, we have all five starters back from last year. Corey's been in and out with his ankle. But we have all five starters back. Our sixth man in Groy. And then we added Vlad Dukas and Deion Dawkins and a bunch of other guys. So, you know, I think we've performed well through a couple weeks of training camp. We obviously have a ways to go, and we're not settled on where we are. But I think we've started faster than we have in previous years.
Now, Eric, how big is it for you guys to have everybody back, your entire offensive line back?
You know, a lot's made of continuity on the line, and it is a big deal. You know, we all kind of speak the same language. Although we're in a new offense, it's easy for us to relate calls to previous calls we've had. You know, something we might call one thing, we'll say, oh, yeah, that's the same as what we called this last year. You know, that's easy. So communication-wise, it's big. And then, you know, you had a veteran like Vlad who's been around. It's not that hard for him to pick up stuff. And then Deion is a little bit behind mentally just because he's a rookie and it's tough, but he's so talented that he's been able to get out there and do some nice things for us as well.
Eric, people like to, you know, obviously continuity on the offensive line is important. You've got, as Donald said, essentially the same group back. Mm-hmm. And it's also going to be the third year with LeSean McCoy as the primary running back. I would think that would make a difference, right? He knows you and your group knows him. That's got to make a big difference, even as good as the running game has been the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've led the league in rushing the last couple of years, and he's probably the biggest part of that. You know, he's such a talented running back. He brings so much to the table. He's valuable as a receiver out of the backfield. I can't say enough good things about him, and he's had a remarkable training camp. And from the media accounts I follow on Twitter or whatnot, other people have noticed that besides me.
Eric, when this zone read offense that you guys are going to run, it gets you guys moving, but how big of a help is that for him and what he likes to do and how he likes to run the ball?
You know, the cool thing about Shady is he can do everything. It's funny. Some of his biggest runs last year came on power scheme runs, and you don't think of LeSean as a power scheme running back. But even within, you know, a true power offense, Shady can make big-time explosive plays. So adding this wide zone concept to our offense should be valuable. It just gives us another thing that teams have to prepare for. I know defense hate going against it. We're going to be cutting guys' legs out from under them on the backside, and that allows LeSean to get some pretty big cutback lanes. So I'm really excited for tomorrow night to see how this all shakes out.
Do you like cutting guys' legs out as an offensive lineman, or do you like to drive off the ball?
You know, I think there's a time and place for all of it. You know, as a center, I'm not generally the one cutting guys as much. I will on a screen play, and they tell us, you know, we get out of space against a defensive back, just throw your body out there. Yeah. As long as you throw aggressively at them, even if you miss, even if they jump out of the way and avoid, that's a win for us because now Shady can take it right off us or whoever's running the ball can just go opposite of the way they, you know, dodge your body. A lot of times it's the guards and tackles in our scheme on the backside trying to get a guy cut. And you know what? Guys that kind of read and sit back, they're really hard to cut. We wouldn't cut them, but guys that come off the ball and are trying to smash you every play, the cut block is a great neutralizer.
Slows them down, I would think, right?
It does. And then, you know what, the next play when we're passing the ball, they're thinking, well, I could potentially be getting my legs cut out from under me. And cut blocks have gotten a really bad name because guys have gotten hurt on them. But, you know, the proper technique, you're basically diving in front. It's like a guy diving in hockey on the ice. You're just trying to get in the way and basically create a wall where that guy's got to avoid you. And it's not quite as dirty as it probably did, you know. Even the name cut block sounds dirty.
Yeah, you're right. We're with Eric Wood, Bills veteran center Eric Wood, getting set for his ninth NFL season as the Bills get ready to play preseason game number one against Minnesota tomorrow. Eric, as you mentioned, this offensive line, this offense has been successful running the ball now two straight years, number one in the NFL. How much do you think Coach Dennison, Juan Castillo, Coach Dees, how much – I mean, they have their own plans, I'm sure, but how much do they leave alone with what you guys have done on offense, in the running game in particular? Is it – do they wipe the slate clean and start over with all new techniques, or do they keep some of the things that you guys have done pretty well?
I mean, long story short, Rico installed his offense, and, some of the stuff that we have done in the past, comes along with that, and those things we initially were more comfortable with, but I think as training camp has gone on, we've seen some of these wide zone plays that we weren't very good at in the past, even when we've tried to run them because we didn't drill them enough. We've seen some of those plays hit pretty big. So I'm excited about our kind of new look run game. But I don't think it'll look a ton different unless you were truly breaking down the plays with like an end zone view of it.
I mean, the last couple of years, the guards, in particular, Richie's been on the run a lot of pulling by Richie. Is that element maybe less emphasized in the new run game that you guys are going to unveil tomorrow?
He may pull a touch less because I'd imagine we'll run less power scheme than we've ran in the past under Roman,
right,
and then Anthony Lynn kind of taking over Roman's offense. But maybe a touch, but, our guards are so athletic, and even our tackles are so athletic. We want to get those guys on the move, and it would be to our advantage to quit all of the pulling that those guys do. I always joke with Richie, like, Richie was put on this earth to be a battering ram and a guard that pulls. Like, no one in the NFL, when they come around the hole, Richie's deceptively, fast. And I hate filling him up and giving all these compliments, but he's so powerful and fast that, I mean, he's very valuable when we get him on the move.
I'll make sure to let him know that you're giving him all these compliments so he can
right.
He can thank
build
you.
Him up even more.
Hey, Coach Juan Castillo is the run coordinator for you guys. How valuable is it to be in the room with him as the run coordinator?
It's good. It allows him to really hone in on what he wants called each day. I think that helps from like a game planning aspect. Mm-hmm. He can kind of focus on that. But Juan's been great. Juan's been in this league for a long time. I met him through the combine process and the pre-draft process, and we stayed in touch a little bit. And I'm excited to have him. It's always nice working with a guy that has a bunch of experience with him because nothing's ever new to him. We're preparing for the Vikings, and he knows Zimmer's, scheme tendencies already. And that stuff is valuable to our room.
Eric Wood is on the line with us, Bills veteran center. Eric, we talked to fans a lot on the first hour of our show today. I mean, it all comes from Monday's edition of Anquan Boldin to the roster, and the sense that there should be, or maybe are, in fact, enough weapons to on the offense, enough pieces in place to get to the next level. How do you feel about that? And what did the Boldin signing say to you, and what do you think it does for your offense and the firepower that you guys might have?
Anytime we're adding pieces, good players, I'm excited. No matter what side of the ball it's on, I mean, the more good players we can have in training camp, the better. That's a guy who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, a former Walter Payton Man of the Year, which is incredible. You bring in guys like that, that's good for everyone on the team. And then you add the fact that he's an extremely talented wide receiver. That's good. We have a lot of pieces. We bring back a lot of guys from last year, which was a pretty effective offense at the time. So yeah. I'm excited with the projection of, how our offense is looking at this point.
Now, you guys have been going up against, what it seems like a pretty good defensive line as they get back into that 4-3 scheme. And how valuable is it for you guys to go up against those guys every day in practice?
It's tough. There's days that they make us look bad, and especially like if we got a third down, a third and medium to long set of plays, and we'll do 12 of them in a row. We know we got our work cut out for us. Kyle and Marcel are probably the best D-tackle duo in the league. And then Jerry's so explosive off the edge. And then Shaq's coming along, and we got Eddie Yarbrough out there making plays. And there's a lot of guys that are flashing on film on that defensive line. And D-linemen love that penetrating scheme. It's, you know, that it allows them to kind of read the run and the weight of the pass, and they're getting off the ball, kind of takes a little bit of thinking out of it for them, and they're playing well.
You've been going up against, you know, Marcel for the last 7 years since he's been in the league. You've seen when he's really on, you've seen when he's off. How do you think he's looking this year?
He looks great. You know, he came in, passed the conditioning test with ease. He was joking that that hasn't always happened. And, you know, he's running the ball. Coach McDermott's got those guys running the ball. I'm kind of blown away on film all the time with how hard that defense works during practice. Not that the offense isn't working too, but, you know, we don't necessarily, all of us don't have to chase the ball on every play, and they're constantly attacking the ball. So, but Marcel has looked good. And you know what? He's always tough to go against. He's got a really rare skill set of being able to control you without using any momentum, so he's always under control. And that's where on film, or when you're watching him, you can always see, you know, an offensive line will be trying so hard to block him, he'll just shut him at the last second and wrap up the back. It's because he's not using any momentum to stop you in your tracks, and it's almost not fair, but that's why he's, you know, the highest paid player on our team and a very elite defensive tackle.
Hey, Eric, you mentioned a name that I'm not sure too many casual Bills fans might be familiar with, but they may be, 48 hours from now, Eddie Yarbrough, a guy who I believe was in camp with the Denver Broncos, never played in the league before, a guy out of Wyoming. He's been one of the standouts, hasn't he, on that defensive line, and maybe a guy to keep an eye on through this preseason.
Yeah, Eddie kind of flashed during the spring, making some plays. He was working his tail off in workouts. That's when I first noticed him. And then through camp, he's done a great job rushing the edge, and he's got a pretty good skill set. You know, he's like 260, 265, so he's a pretty good-sized defensive end, but he's got a ton of speed off the edge, and he's given some of our tackles fits. And so, he'll be getting a lot of work tomorrow, so he'll get a chance to show what he can do in front of the fans, and I'm sure he's excited about that opportunity.
Last thing, Eric, Don and I were talking at the top of the show about, you know, tomorrow night's game, Minnesota preseason. We know what to expect, but I found it interesting. I don't know, the Vikings, believe it or not, 4-0 in preseason last year, and in the 3 years that Zimmer has been the head coach of the Vikings, they've gone 12-1 in preseason games. Have you guys talked about this? I mean, are they playing starters longer or a different approach maybe to preseason, or is that just the luck of the draw going, you know, having that kind of one loss record in preseason?
I mean, I would have to say that speaks volumes to the depth that they've carried on their team, because a lot of backups are playing throughout the preseason. That means they're probably drafting well and,
yeah,
you know, signing quality free agents. But, I talked to one of my buddies who plays for the Vikings, and I know their starters are going to get some work tomorrow. And from looking at it, you know, we're not game planning a ton for this first game. We're really focused on the Bills still. But in looking at a little film on them, they will bring a few pressures on defense and some different looks that, you know, coaches may say for the regular season, but Zimmer's been a defensive coordinator and a head coach now for so long that, you know, most of his stuff, especially if it was installed the previous season, you're going to prepare for anyway. So he's probably not afraid to get it out there on film in the preseason.
12-1 the last 3 years.
Yeah,
that's remarkable.
You'd like to say, well, that's ridiculous, but whatever. Everybody's got to do it their own way. Eric, thanks for this. Thank you for spending a few minutes on the phone with us. Have a good time tomorrow night, and we'll see you either here or in Rochester. Thanks very much.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.